People send money to California inmate who beat up alleged child killer stepmom. By Lowell Coffee Law on August 17, 2025. People have showered an alleged car thief in a California jail with donations after she beat up a fellow inmate who was charged, along with her husband, with torturing and killing her 8-year-old stepdaughter. Donors in Bakersfield, where details of the horrific child abuse case have been highly publicized, have maxed out the inmate account of Anita Doron at the Kern County Jail after she pummeled 27-year-old stepmother Graciela Bustamante on August 8. Doron told local outlet Back what triggered the beatdown, which resulted in a trip to the hospital for Bustamante before she was returned to jail. Some of the girls had seen her not taking it too seriously, Doron said. She had come back from court, and she was laughing and giggling and stuff, and they were just like, "Why, what's funny?" Doron continued, "When you're faced with someone that's gross and has no remorse, you kind of don't want to deal with it because you don't want to take it to where you want to take it. I would definitely do this again." The torture allegations against Bustamante also evoked Doron's own dark memories of being in foster care, she told the outlet. Police said that working in tandem with her husband, Ray Mata Jr., 31, also of Bakersfield, Bustamante poured scalding hot water on the child, which caused ripping of the skin. Both adults face charges of first-degree murder. Doron, who was jailed after pleading no contest for car theft and evading an officer, told an ABC affiliate she has a 10-year-old cousin named Genesis. The incident evokes the old saying by criminologists that there is some honor among thieves and that jails and prisons are dangerous places for perpetrators of crimes against children, the threat coming from fellow inmates. After news of the smackdown spread, Doron's commissary account received so many donations on Friday that the jail shut it down, as it had received the maximum transactions allowed, requesting that users please try again tomorrow, Jay reported. Doron remains held on $70,000 bail for the car theft case. Bustamante has claimed she was controlled by her husband and did not contribute to the girl's death. Contributor Lil Coffeel is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets, which documents one of the worst cases of child abuse in U.S. history, and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LilCoffeel.com for more.